We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show, back on the air. We are glad to have you this particular hour, and thanks for joining us on this Monday. For those of you all throughout the network, we certainly appreciate you hanging out with us after a weekend that we did see a little bit of football news, both of which revolving around the New England Patriots with Cam Newton coming back and the Patriots also being slapped on the wrist yet again for illegal filming. We'll get into that coming up a little bit later on. But baseball, as we all hold our breath and pray that baseball can come back. You had some positive tests. You had more and more organizations saying that they had people in the organization very asymptomatic. And, well, who knows if they can all get it together and get back out on the baseball field real soon with intake beginning on the first of this month, of this upcoming month, I should say, of July. Bill Shakin, baseball writer for the L.A. Times. You can find him at Bill Shakin on Twitter. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. We're just anticipating the start of stuff. You know, you got the NBA, and hopefully the Bucks can make a run, but more so when it comes to Major League Baseball, at least we've got a season to talk about. Now, whether we get to it, we'll have to wait and see. What is the trepidation right now for many organizations as guys begin to kind of congregate, and now they're starting to come out that more and more players, more and more personnel are testing positive?
Well, I think it's the Major League Baseball and the Players Association have put together what they consider is a schedule that minimizes the risk. It does not eliminate the risk. Even the NBA in a bubble in Orlando cannot eliminate the risk. It's a little bit better situation in a bubble, but you know, viruses don't care about bubbles and hotels and ballpark security. The virus does what it wants. So I think the greatest concern is that at a time coronavirus cases are spiking across the West and the Southwest and Florida, you're going to have ball players getting on planes to come from their homes and report to their teams. So there could be some transmission of the virus that way. Then we'll get back test results, see how that goes. And ultimately, in a couple weeks after teams start training and the July 23rd start of the season gets closer, Major League Baseball will have to decide, okay, we've done all the planning. We think we can keep it safe. But now what's happened over these past few weeks? Is it enough? And it is not 100% that this season starts on schedule.
Do you feel that the 60 games, because we've been talking about this, and David Stearns, the general manager of the Brewers, said, look, it's not a dash to the finish line. And I'm like, look, I don't think you can allow guys to get off to slow starts. I think you got to have a quick hook with pitchers and start to give up runs. You can't afford to go 2-8 over a 10-game stretch. And this is going to be a drastically different-looking managed season, wouldn't you assume?
Yeah, I think the thing most people are probably going to notice right away is that there is going to really be no such thing as a quality start possibly for all the season, because when guys come out of a three-week spring training, nobody's going to be throwing six and seven innings. Guys aren't conditioned to that. The only reason spring training in a normal year takes 6 weeks is to get the starting pitchers ready. Everybody else is ready in 2 or 3 weeks. The hitters actually hate being there for so long. So the first couple turns, you might have a starter make a three-inning start, a four-inning start, not because of ineffectiveness, just because that's where they are in terms of endurance. And that's part of the reason why the rosters are going to be enlarged to start the season. So depth of the pitching staff is going to be more important than how great your starters are, because no matter how great your starters are, they're not going seven. And I can tell you just a brief story from 1990. Mark Langston had just signed a record-setting contract with the Angels. It was, sit down for this, $16 million for 5 years.
Wow.
So they ran him out there for his first start, but there had been a lockout, and spring training was, 3 weeks. And he had a no-hitter going in his first start, and he was supposed to go 4 or 5 innings. And they let him push through to 7 innings, and finally he said, I can't physically do this anymore. And he took himself out of a no-hitter.
Do you think that there's legitimacy to the season? And I've asked this question. Like, if the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs, even the Brewers, if they win this thing, yeah, you know what, I look at it and say, some of these better teams that we thought were good got hot. They got hot at the right time. They managed their way into it, and they won. Let's say Pittsburgh or Detroit or somebody gets hot. Do we then look at this season and go, this isn't right?
Everybody's playing under the same rules, so the season isn't, 162 games for some teams. It's going to be 60 for everybody, and there's going to be a winner at the end of it. And I don't think, take March Madness, for example. Is it the best team that always wins the basketball championship, or is it a team that plays the best for 3 weeks? Well, the champion this year is going to be the one that plays the best for 3 months.
Looking at this season, is there one team that you feel has a distinct advantage because of the shortened season?
I don't know if there's any one necessarily. I mean, the one thing you're going to want is a deep pitching staff, but on the other hand, everybody's going to have a 30-man roster to start with. They're going to have this 60-man player pool. So, you'd want to look at the teams with the best talent. I think the one thing that would stand out in my mind once you get away from pitching is that if you've only got a regular season that's 2 months, you're not going to really be factoring in some of the rest days for players that you normally have to worry about, some of the platoons. You're just going to have guys going hard probably just about every day. So while there are a number of teams in this situation, I would say from where I'm at here in Southern California, the Angels would be one of those teams that, they're going to run Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon and Andrelton Simmons and Justin Upton out there every day. And Shohei Ohtani is going to pitch and hit, which he was not able to do both of last year. And maybe those star-heavy teams will get a little bit of a break because they don't have to rely on the depth as much as they might have over a six-month season.
The possibility, depending on the municipality, for fans in the stands, I still think it's a real possibility. I don't know how much of a financial impact it'll have regarding the owners and what they can recoup. But I would look for, I guess I'm maybe thinking optimistically, but I'm looking for some stands to be filled with, say, 5,000-10,000 fans by the time the season gets underway and maybe gets into a month of the season. Do you feel that this season's going to have fans in the stands at all?
Because everything in this country right now in terms of response to the virus is left to local and state authorities, attendance at games is part of that. And I can tell you that here in California, the governor has made very clear that he doesn't want to see packed crowds anywhere until there's a vaccine for the virus or an effective treatment. But in Florida and in Arizona and in Texas, governors have said in recent times, they're fine with crowds, and I believe it's just going to be a patchwork thing. I think it's fascinating, though, that after the owners spent the better part of 3 months trying to convince players to renegotiate a salary agreement since the players should take less because there were going to be no fans in the stands. As soon as that negotiation was over, the owner started talking about fans in the stands.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm thinking is that one of the reasons they feel that maybe they can recoup a little bit. And I don't know how much 5,000-10,000 people are going to add because you still have to pay personnel to come in and open up concessions and things like that and what that's going to look like. I know there's a lot of uncertainty regarding that, but I'm thinking you're going to at least see some stands that are going to have some fans there. I know the Korean Baseball League is starting to say, okay, we want to bring some fans back, obviously socially distance them, but I would assume at some point we're going to see fans in the stands. Hey, real quick, a team like the Brewers, Craig Counsell has been the manager that has gotten the most at times from the least, or at least from the least of the most competitive teams in the league, but they've managed it very different. Do you think that this fast season bodes well for the managerial styles and the way they use sabermetrics and such with the Brewers organization?
I think what bodes well for the Brewers, two things. One is that you have an owner who's actually willing to spend to win, which unfortunately not every owner is. But more importantly, there's a creativity there. And so, you know, remembering a couple of years ago in the playoffs where everybody was caught up in, you know, are the Brewers using starters or openers or relievers? And, you know, Craig Counsell's talking about, we're just using outgetters. We don't really care what they're called or what, you know, their traditional role is. And that's the kind of flexibility you're going to need because there's going to be things that happen this season that no one anticipates. We're just going to discover them as we go along. And the teams that have the flexibility and the organizational culture to accept that instead of having players and coaches fight it, they're the ones that are going to be more successful.
Bill, great stuff. I certainly appreciate your time. Stay safe out there, and I'm just glad that we're talking about baseball.
Well, all right, take care.
All right, buddy, talk to you later. Bill Shankin, baseball writer for the LA Times, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. As we know, grilling season is here, and Scholze Family Farms, their beef, they've got mouthwatering meats for your grill and your family. You deserve it. You deserve it. Scholze Family has been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbert, Wisconsin for three generations. Maybe you got a big grill out coming up this weekend. All you got to do is click an order. It can be at your house in a couple of days, ready to go for the weekend. They have a wide variety of steaks and roasts and ground beef and even tasty beef snacks. Just a mouse click away at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Now, don't forget, you can sign up for the recurring delivery subscription based upon your preferences, or you can go get kind of a customized curated box and try it all out, and they'll pack it in dry ice. It'll be on your doorstep in just a couple of days, and it's a great way to try some of the awesome beef, maybe before making a commitment to a subscription. The next time you think of great beef, think of Scholze Family Beef right here in Wisconsin. High-quality, pasture-raised beef from their Wisconsin family farm to your family table. So place your order today at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Due to high demand, some items, some, not all, but some of them may be on back order, but you got to go to the website and check for yourself. That's Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. The schedule is out. We're excited. We'll tell you what it is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Our great friends over there at Four Seasons Island Resort and Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan. Two great getaways. Look, if you're thinking about doing something, whether it's this coming weekend or during the week, or I just had a buddy of mine say, hey, I'm going to go to the lake house down in Indiana here in a couple of weeks. And a buddy of mine said, hey, we're not going to Florida this year, so we're going to join you. So I've got three or four different friends that are coming up, taking short trips, and then they're going to come up, and I'm going to take another week and go up to Pine Mountain and enjoy a little bit of golf. And they're coming there as well. So instead of doing one big trip, do three or four little trips and make these destinations one of your small trips. Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, the official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And right now, just till the end of the month, so you got today and tomorrow, you book two nights, you get the third night free. You book two nights, you get the third night free. It's the season of savings. It's offers only good today and tomorrow. So don't delay your getaway. If you've been thinking about, go ahead and book it. Trust me, it's beautiful. Both places are really, really cool. The historic, storied Four Seasons Island Resort, just 78 miles north of Green Bay on the beautiful island right in the middle of the Menominee River. They've got nine-hole executive course on the island. Plus, they've got swimming and golfing and dining and live music, and you can do some boating, bring your fishing poles. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff. Then there's the Pine Mountain Resort. That's 90 miles north of Green Bay in the UP, and that's scenic, natural, peaceful atmosphere away from it all, plus world-class golfing at the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. That's two great resorts, same awesome offer. Book two nights, get the third for free. Here's how you do it. Go to the4seasonswi.com. That's the4seasonswi.com right now. Or go to pinemountainresort.com. That's pinemountainresort.com. And book either one. Two nights you book, third night free. The offer is to you. Tell them we sent you, but make sure you do it today or tomorrow, because after tomorrow night at midnight, all done. That'd be it. 855-830-8648. So what do you think? The schedule is out for the Milwaukee Bucks, in case you weren't paying attention. They're going to tip things off against the Boston Celtics, the pesky Celtics, in about a month from now. On Friday night, July 31st, they're going to tip off against Boston. Then they've got one against Houston. And by the way, the first one, that tip-off night, 5:30 Central Time. 5:30 Central Time, that's an ESPN game. ABC game, then on Sunday, a couple of days later, on Sunday, 7:30, and they're going to tip off against Houston. That's going to be an ABC game. You've got the next two, NBA TV and TNT. So they're going to play Brooklyn, then Miami, then they've got Dallas, another ESPN game. Toronto, another ESPN game. Then Washington, that's yet to be determined. And then Memphis after that. So all these games obviously played down in the bubble in Orlando. They're going to get eight games under their belt. So there you have it. That's what came out the other night in anticipation. So you're going to have Boston, Houston, Brooklyn, Miami, Dallas, Toronto, Washington, and Memphis before the Bucks get deep into this thing. So we're talking Bucks basketball. We're going to have Bucks basketball. We're going to have baseball all starting up. That's when football training camps are going to be opening up. Obviously, we have golf. Obviously, you have NASCAR. It's going to be for a time in which at least I get this all the time. People say, well, what are you talking about? There's plenty to talk about. It's just how you present it, I guess. It's just being informative more so than anything. But when you think about it, we're going to go from really not much to a bunch. You're going to have the majors for the PGA back to back to back to back. You're going to have horse racing is going to continue. You're going to have NASCAR. You're going to have IndyCar. You're going to have basketball, baseball, football, hockey, back to back to back to back. It's all you're just going to slam it all into a couple of months starting in mid-July on until pretty much the football season culminates. And you hope, you cross your fingers, and you hope that we don't have interruptions in one or all. And I really think with some of the players testing positive in the NBA, a lot of the leagues, because remember, it was Adam Silver that shut his league down right then and there, right in the middle of a game, said, that's it, we're done. So I think a lot of leagues are looking to the NBA saying, okay, if you guys in a bubble decide that the risk is too great and you're going to shut it down, what do we do? And I think the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL, they're all looking at kind of Adam Silver going, okay, you're the one that took the first step the first time. What happens now if you continually have guys test positive for the coronavirus? What do you do? What do you do? So I think the other leagues are kind of looking around going, okay, who's the first one, if any, that's going to drop a shoe on this thing? So we'll wait and see. We hope that it doesn't, because once we get sports back, and you're going to, you know, again, later this week, coming up on Wednesday, that's when players report for Major League Baseball. So the players are going to be coming back on the first, their first official workout after going through their their series of tests and intake and finding out who does or doesn't have, hopefully more so doesn't have, tested positive for the coronavirus. Then the workouts get underway this coming weekend on July 4th. So it's fireworks and baseball getting underway on July 4th. And we hope that they can do it. 855-830-8648. As a matter of fact, when we come back after the bottom of the hour, Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, he's going to join us. We're going to talk with him about this Bucks schedule, about his thoughts on the NBA. And Adam Silver and the Players Association certainly standing in solidarity. There's some talk about the not having to put your name across the back of your jersey if you want to put a political message, social justice message across the back of your jersey. They're going to allow some players to do that. There's been some talk of that. We'll get into that discussion when we come back. So there you go. There you go. We got a lot to discuss regarding the NBA. That's coming up. Stay tuned. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends again at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We're going to have more with Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. Our friends over at Epoxy Flooring Done Right reminding you that Sean and his staff, they do terrific floors, whether it's epoxy, polyurea coatings. Heck, they can even paint your rooms, paint your house, paint your business. They do it for business owners, residential owners, industrial owners. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Not only do they provide great service, they warranty it for life. And if there's any problems, you can deal with them right here in the state of Wisconsin. You don't have to worry about outside subcontractors or anything like that. Sean is right here. He's the guy that answers the phone. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Eric Name, covering the Milwaukee Bucks and our Milwaukee basketball insider. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. So what is your role? How are you going to perform your role, I guess is the best way to put it, when it comes to covering this Bucks team? You allowed inside the bubble or what?
It's going to be interesting to see. From everything I've heard, the NBA is going to make sure that there is only a limited number of people inside of that bubble, and that pertains to media members as well. So, I think back to last year's Eastern Conference Finals and how full all of the media rooms in Milwaukee and Toronto and the overflow rooms and all of those were, where obviously everyone's trying to cover it, no matter the outlet, no matter what it is. That is not going to happen this year. They are going to do everything that they can to make sure that there's limited exposure inside there. So I'm thinking that, you know, the Athletic's going to send a couple people down there for the whole thing. And then I think we'll see kind of as we go round by round how it works out and who ends up being in there. So I'm still hopeful that I will get to get down there and be a part of it. But I don't think anyone knows quite yet.
So from what you've heard, we talk about the guys getting together, being in shape, camaraderie, all that kind of stuff. I thought that some of the things that I think the Bucks have done in this, time, specifically with the team getting together to march together, it just goes back to show the solidarity that this team had. I don't think this team's going to take as long as maybe others to really get that symbiotic relationship back from going off the court to on the court. Do you?
No, I don't think it's going to be too tough. And I think one of the other things that, the Bucks kind of had an advantage with was they didn't really have a ton of guys that were new to the city this year, where, they had in years past, like a whole cavalcade of players that ends up coming in, brand new free agents, all that stuff. This year, it's not the exact same team as last year, but pretty similar. And, you know, they only make the one move at the trade deadline to bring in Marvin Williams. So, like, it wasn't a ton of guys that needed to figure out, okay, how do I live in Milwaukee? All these people knew how to live in Milwaukee. So, you know, talking with Pat Compton, a couple other players, like, for the most part, most of the players were here in Milwaukee. Whether or not they were actually able to get into the facility, obviously they couldn't for a long time. But, you know, everyone was kind of around. So when, you know, the bat signal goes up to bring everybody back into town, for a number of those guys, they're already here. So I think they've all gotten to be together. Obviously, we've heard about, you know, them texting each other, them talking to each other throughout all of this. I think this is a really connected team. And as you mentioned, the march that, I mean, we talked about a month ago now, you know, they've been together. They're on the same page. I don't think this is going to be all that difficult of a restart for them.
When it comes to Budenholzer, now we know he talked about his experiences coming out of last year, his experience with a shortened season when he was under Pop. Do you give him an advantage coming out of something like this?
I think I really don't know how he's going to handle it. I think there's an inherent advantage for the Bucks just having such a big lead with the one seed. You know, they have a 6.5 game lead over the second place team in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors. So there's I'm not going to say there's no chance. There's a very, 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 very small chance that they could possibly lose the one seed. But all they have to do is win one game, or the Raptors have to lose one game, and they have a one seed locked up. So I think that gives the Bucks an advantage in they aren't going to have to go 0-100 really quick. And why that can be a disadvantage for other teams is I think we're going to see some of those tissue injuries that can kind of spring up in these situations. We see those a lot of times coming out of lockout season. I don't think the Bucks are going to have to deal with that because they can kind of move players into a level of intensity at their own pace. So I think that helps them out. And then, you know, I think the other thing here is when you have a guy like Giannis, I think the idea of the NBA season being a marathon, that's always a good thing. And that's how they've kind of prepared Giannis for this. They've always managed his minutes. But as far as players that are built for a 2-month, 3-month sprint, I mean, there's not a more impressive physical specimen in the entire league than Giannis Antetokounmpo. There isn't anyone that, you know, can just, so much of his game is about power and strength and speed, and all of those things can play really well over a short period of time. And, you know, if you can get him going quickly and all of a sudden all these other teams are playing catch-up, some of these other teams have older stars that might not be able to turn it on as quickly. If all those teams are playing at a disadvantage, I think it can just be huge. And, I mean, Giannis even separates himself in that regard from some of the other young players. Like, you look at a guy like Joel Embiid here in the Eastern Conference with the Sixers, like, he's someone who has had to play himself into shape in many seasons. And if that's the case, well, the season's going to get over before it gets started for some of these teams. So for Giannis, the shape that he keeps himself in, having him as a weapon, I think a lot of this does really play into the Bucks' hands.
Talking with Eric Name, joining us on Milwaukee Basketball Insider. The one thing I did want to mention in the news of the day is that it looks like the Lakers are going to finalize a deal with J.R. Smith under the deadline to bring in an additional player to get him into the bubble. What does this mean for the Lakers for the West?
I mean, I think the Lakers, this isn't losing Anthony Davis or LeBron James. So, obviously, as long as they have those two guys, they're going to be among the very best teams in the league. But I do think the difference between the Lakers and Clippers is pretty small, that those are two teams that are really close. And, you know, Avery Bradley started a majority of their games this season. Avery Bradley was a pain in the side of the for the Bucks when they played them 3 games before the whole league shut down in March. So that hurts. Like, he is a competent, offensive player. He's a great defender, very physical, really helps them on that end. And to lose a guy like that and bring in a guy in J.R. Smith who hasn't played since, I think, November 2018, that's going to hurt. It's just going to be tough for them to get that same level of impact. So they do have guys in Rajon Rondo, Alex Caruso that can step up, but I do think that does hurt the Lakers. And when you are looking at two teams kind of separated by so little in the Clippers and the Lakers, this could be the difference between what gets the Lakers to the Western Conference Finals and what gets them to the NBA Finals. Like that is a real possibility. So I do think it's pretty big for the Lakers, not in, oh, they're no longer contenders, but if you need that small advantage to get over the Clippers and get yourself to the NBA Finals, maybe it is having Avery Bradley. Maybe it is, you know, J.R. Smith having one too many bad plays. Like that small little difference could end up being a huge deal.
You look at going back to the Bucks. You look at some of the depth that they've had, and it's pretty much the way we've seen it all season long, where guys came in, they hit big buckets, DiVincenzo, George Hill, Pat Connaughton, you know, whoever it happens to be. I just look at this team, and I know that Budenholzer has talked about last year, but I look at this team this year. It's got obviously star power, and then it's got the depth. And I think one of the quotes that I keep hearing in my head is when Ersan Ilyasova, when we were doing the Milwaukee basketball show, said, "Your starters get you to the postseason, and the postseason is won by your depth." Do we look at this team as one of the strongest teams when it comes to total depth?
Yeah, I don't even think there's a debate. This is the deepest team in the NBA. Like you look at throughout the year, I mean, even look at Frank Mason III. He just won MVP in the G League. He'd be a backup point guard most places. He barely got to play for the Bucks, and that speaks to just how deep they are. You know, I wrote last week at The Athletic about how this is going to be a tough spot for Bud because typically postseason rotations get chopped down a little bit, and he's going to be in a spot where he probably has to cut out someone that's actually good, someone that could actually contribute, and that just isn't a luxury most teams have. So their depth is, I mean, to me, the absolute best in the league. This is a team that can go legitimately 13 deep. All 13 guys that are active on any given night could play and could contribute. So there's no doubt about that depth. I do think the only maybe disadvantage here is that leads to some tougher decisions for Mike Budenholzer. There's only 240 minutes in any regulation NBA game. How do you use all those minutes? How do you, you know, chop down the rotation? How do you decide, you know, we got to play Giannis 8 more minutes in the postseason than we do in the regular season? Whose minutes does he take? Same thing with Chris Middleton. How do you kind of make those tougher decisions on the edge of the roster? And, you know, how do you decide what is the night to use a guy like Pat Connaughton? What is the night that you're really going to need Kyle Korver off the bench? And if he hasn't played for 3 games, can you still bring him in and count on him for 5 minutes to hit 3 threes? Like, how do you balance all that? So it's certainly been an advantage all season long. I do think in the playoffs, it really is going to be on Mike Budenholzer to make some tough decisions and try to figure out who it is on any given night that's going to give him the minutes that he needs to win that game.
Talking with Eric Name, Milwaukee Basketball Insider. Before I let you go, what is this offseason going to look like? I think there's an urgency to win this thing now, because I don't think you're going to have the same amount of players and or depth when it comes to this group going into next season. Not to mention, if you go to, say, the finals or the Eastern Conference finals, so to speak, and you lose, not only did you lose, but then your turnaround time is very short. Chances are there's a level of fatigue that you are going to face that other teams are not. So there seems to be a sense of urgency that, okay, you got this far, 62-plus games into it, you're the best record in the league, you got to win it now, right?
Yeah, I do think this is obviously a spot where if you can win a championship going into this offseason, the Bucks are going to have a chance to offer Giannis Antetokounmpo a supermax extension. He can sign it this year, or he can just wait and then sign it again next year. He'll still be signed with the Bucks next year. He's not a free agent this season, but this is the first time he gets a chance to sign what would have been the largest contract in NBA history before the pandemic. The numbers might change a little bit. It might not end up being the biggest anymore, but it'll be a huge contract extension. And, I mean, human nature would suggest that if I put that contract in front of you 2 months after you've won a championship, you might not be feeling the same way as if, you know, 3 days after you do a parade down Wisconsin Avenue, you still reek of champagne. Maybe you want to sign that thing. Maybe you say, you know what, I'm feeling great. We just won a championship. I want to be here for the rest of my life. Let me sign this contract. I do think that can play into it. So if they do win this, there is a very real possibility that would sway Giannis to say, all right, I'm signing up long term. I have my ring. I don't have anyone questioning me anymore about whether or not I can win a ring, or if it's just MVPs or just individual performance. I've proven that I'm a winner. If all of that is very condensed, that can happen very quickly, and then all of a sudden you have something very special. But, you know, if you go in the opposite direction, you lose in the NBA Finals, that might throw things into disarray a little bit. That might leave you thinking, okay, how do we retool this team so we win it next year? Obviously, you're going in steps, Eastern Conference Finals, then the NBA Finals. But still no ring. So maybe you feel good that you put it together one more year, you're going to win it next year, or maybe you think you got to make some changes. So that could come really quickly for this Bucks team. So, yeah, I think winning this thing this year there's that urgency where it's just like, if you get it done this year, that makes the future a whole lot easier.
Eric, always good to chat with you, buddy. I certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good to me.
If you make it, enjoy the bubble, man.
Will do.
Eric Name of The Athletic joining us, our Milwaukee basketball insider, and he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. When we come back, one particular player that had COVID says, no, it's not there. I'll tell you what he's talking about. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. I got to tell you, I had a great experience at Van Horn Automotive last Friday. I went out. I told you I had bought a Genesis. And what I did was I got the Genesis on the 90-day test drive. And I drove it. I knew after the first week that was the vehicle I wanted. But I waited the 90 days. And then I went out, and the process of signing the paperwork and getting the deal I wanted was fantastic. It really was. Now, they even offered to send me all the information, to have me fill it out online. And I'm like, you know, I'm good. I needed to get an oil change anyway. But I took it in for the oil change, and by the time the oil change was done, my paperwork was done. Everything was printed out, ready to go. They did everything they needed to do. New plates are on the way. I mean, it was just a great experience. And I've been telling you about Van Horn for a while now, about the way they do things. And, you know, when it comes to a lot of the sponsors that we have that I do spokesman stuff for, I use the product or work with the product. And everything I've been telling you about how everybody cares and about how everybody's got skin in the game and they're all, you know, family born and employee owned and all different makes and models and vehicle types and oil changes and service special. I mean, all of that came to fruition right then and there. And the experience couldn't have been better. I went out on Friday afternoon after I got off the air. I got there about 2:30. I was done with my paperwork and the oil change and on the road by 3:30. It was a great experience, and that's what I've been telling you about. Van Horn Automotive, just try it. Just try it. Give them a shot, whether it's new, whether it's used, whether it's online, whether it's in person, service specials. They have 16 dealerships with all makes, all models. They've got them in Wisconsin. They have some over in Iowa. They have got everything you could possibly need. And even if you don't go there first, go there last. Let them earn your business. Just great people, great place. That's Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com, and see for yourself what it is I'm talking about and what it is I've experienced now, not once, not twice, but three separate occasions when it comes to vehicles from Van Horn. Just a great, great, great place. The Utah Jazz, Rudy Gobert, who, remember, he was the guy that was touching microphones and saying that Corona was no big deal, and then he was the guy that came down with it, says 3 months after being diagnosed with the coronavirus, he still has trouble smelling after testing positive for the coronavirus. Now, that's weird because he said the taste has come back, but the smell is still not 100%, which is weird because if you can't smell, you usually can't taste. But he said, I can smell smells, but not from afar. So he spoke with specialists that say it could take up a year to return. In the meantime, the NBA, from the coronavirus to on the court, as the social issues continue to be at the forefront, the NBA is considering, instead of putting your name across the back of your jersey, if you have a slogan or a saying or a message that you want to get out, because the NBA said they were committed to using the platform to allow players to express themselves, they're considering putting allowing things across the back of jerseys. And I can simply just say, do you agree with this? You know, does it make you more likely to watch? Does it make you more likely to become aware? I think things, charitable things, not just social issues, but charitable things, things that maybe you're not aware of, other platforms that the players support, because a lot of the players have foundations and charities and things that they do great, great works with. I'm all favor for that. Whatever that is they're going to do, that's fine. I mean, we see their faces. We know their names. We know their numbers. And by this point in time, when you're going to the postseason, you pretty much know who they are. So if the NBA is going to allow that, I'm all in favor of it. You know, I don't know if it's a long-term thing, but I'm all in favor of it. I think whatever message it is that you want to get out, that's just another way for you to get your message out. And the fact that the NBA supports that, I'm good with that. And I've said before, it's all about marketing. Doesn't matter what your message is. Doesn't matter if you're getting out, you know, verbiage about COVID or St. Jude's Children's Hospital or Black Lives Matter. You know, it's all in how you market it. You know, you get your message out, and then you figure out different ways as you navigate that river of information about how you want people to accept your information and to be more open-minded to it. And this is just another way to do it for the NBA. So they're considering that as well. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up. When we come back, Craig Counsell has spoke. You're going to hear the entire Craig Counsell press conference. Talking Brewers coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.